Hey everybody, welcome to this brief announcement episode. I'm Tim here with Lance.
Hey, how's it going, Tim?
Good. We just wanted to tell our audience about a couple of new things. One of them is our documentary called Finding Maura Murray that is finally available on Amazon Prime.
Yes, after a bit of a waiting period and some interactions with Amazon. And we want to thank people for reaching out to Amazon on our behalf as well. We saw a few Twitter mentions that were directed towards Amazon. So I like to think that the power of the community made this happen. It could be a little bit of wishful thinking on my end, but after some time, the first four episodes were released and they're doing pretty well, which means that the GoFundMe for Maura is doing pretty well.
That's right, because 10% of the sales go to the GoFundMe. So if you watch the episodes and download them, you will be contributing directly.
Yes, that is a direct contribution to a fund that will help pay for things like GPR technology, search dogs, the expenses to go up there to do boots on the ground, etc. It's always been something that has been lacking in the past. So hopefully this is something that will generate more and more as the months and months go on. And hopefully it'll generate some answers too. That's ultimately the final goal.
We also want to mention that we switched homes recently and now we're with the good people over at Midroll. And so really nothing is going to change for you. We just had a week off, basically, and we're going to resume starting this week with an episode with an interview with Kurt Murray coming tomorrow. And so we will be delivering episodes of Missing Maura Murray every 2 weeks for the next year.
That is really fantastic news. Like you said, it doesn't really affect anybody who's listening. They're not going to notice any significant change in subject matter or quality. It's going to be the same show for the most part. But what it is going to do, which is great, is put us on a schedule, like you said, for the next year, every 2 weeks for the next year. And it's a consistent basis and it's a good family over there at Midroll.
It is. And speaking of schedules, we have a new one now for Crawl Space, our other podcast that we're now weekly. And that started last week. So we're now doing 52 episodes this year starting now. So that's pretty exciting for us. So if you don't subscribe to Crawl Space, go over there right now and subscribe or follow the link in the show notes.
That is really cool. We did take a small hiatus with Crawl Space, but we didn't stop interviewing people or recording. So we have episodes lined up, like you said, weekly. You're going to get a dependable schedule for Crawl Space. So if you haven't listened, please go listen to Crawl Space. It's a very unique show about true crime that Tim and I are very proud of.
And speaking of unique projects, Lance, with Crawl Space, we have a Patreon page that is pretty unique, I would say. And we're kind of switching formats now. We're going to do a true crime variety half hour or hour kind of show. And it's going to be kind of unique. What do you think about that?
Yeah, it was something that you and I had actually been talking about for quite some time. It would be fun to have something that had the format structure of a variety hour like you'd see in the old-time TV shows, but we would keep it true crime-centric. We also wanted to make it fun at the same time. So we're going to have a pretty unique balance of candid conversations and segments that involve, you know, something within the true crime genre, the true crime community. And we're really excited to have this, to be working on this. And the title itself is awkward on purpose. I don't think people are going to forget something that's, you know, an assembly of words involving true crime variety half hour Crawl Space. So, That's just something else that's unique about the whole thing.
Yeah, so check that out over at patreon.com/crawlspacepodcast. Thank you guys very much for listening and supporting us. We really appreciate it.